Welcome to Dish Nation! Christian King Combs is living his best life no matter what's going on with his pops.
And does Scott Disick have a problem with Courtney and Travis's PDA?
Plus, Shakira's taking shots, honey, at Barbie. But Tanner, what's up first?
Thank you, Gare. In case you missed it at the iHeartRadio Awards, Cher was given the prestigious Icon Award. Well deserved.
Yes, yes.
Jennifer Hudson paid tribute by singing If I Could Turn Back Time solo. And then Cher came out and they did Believe as a duet.
Okay.
But the internet read J. Hud for filth, saying she tried to upstage Cher. Guys, take a look at this. Tell me what you think.
Oh, Lord.
Oh. We love you, Cher.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Not doing it. That right there was that was elder abuse. What happened right there on that stage?
Jennifer,
I thought they rehearsed it though. Didn't they rehearse it?
Sure they did.
Yeah,
I'm
they
usually
rehearsed.
With Jennifer, but come on now. Come on now.
She hit those high highs.
She took her to Pentecostal
she
church.
She made the performance to be great.
Yeah, so she gave it high. But now I will say this. Now, this is the part that hurt me.
Oh, no.
That damn outfit Jennifer had on. That was Cher old look, honey. It didn't look good on her. She had the long, she should have not had the long jacket on to show your body. You got Carmen as your man. She should have showed her body.
She's trying to raise a sexual awareness stock on herself.
Yeah. It almost sounded like Cher's mic didn't have any batteries. Like, she wasn't loud.
Yeah,
they didn't have her up in the mix.
On.
Well, I imagine she probably can't sing as loud as she used to.
That's the other thing. She's
like,
old.
Bitch. Yeah. Like, I feel like Cher was like, right.
And another part that was kind of interesting. I think A.E. told Cher, I want you to pick every black person you can to get on that stage with you. All the backup dancers was black. And the singer. So
well, black people love Cher now. Hold on. Black people love Cher.
I mean, she could have had at least one.
So you think she should have had diversity on the stage?
Diversity. Okay. She did that for
AE. White people dance with her all her life. And it's just past Black History, but she wanted to make sure she paid a good tribute.
Okay.
Everybody white, sit tight.
Okay.
Well, y'all, speaking of divas, Shakira is on the latest cover of Allure magazine, and the reporter asked her about the movie Barbie. Now, Shakira and her hips saw the movie with her son, Sasha and Milan, who are 9 and 11 years old. And she didn't candy coat her feelings, y'all. She said, my son absolutely hated it. They felt that it was emasculating, and I agreed to a certain extent.
All right. Is that how Shakira sounds? She's like a wet seal.
She's a goat.
You gotta put an I.
She do yoga strong.
The kids are 9 and 11. This movie's not for them.
Do y'all think they know what emasculating means?
I'm sure it happened to their dad all the time, right in front of them. Like, I'm sure they know.
What does emasculating mean?
Emasculating is like to take away the masculinity.
Of a man.
Yeah, bring a dude down a peg. Like,
oh, that's like gay.
Not necessarily.
Well, not to make him gay. Not that far.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Well, why'd she take them to see Barbie?
That's my thing. It's so strange.
I thought that was like for little girls,
me
no?
Me too.
I don't even think this movie is honestly for little girls. Like, little girls could enjoy the movie. It's very pink. It's very Barbie. But the movie's about the patriarchy, which is like a complicated thing.
I mean, and at the end, you have Barbie begging to have a uterus. I couldn't believe it. Yeah,
oh, really?
She was begging to have a uterus. I want to have my period now. Girl,
so it's kind of like female Pinocchio. She wanted to be a real girl.
Like, she wanted to be a real girl.
That is an excellent comparison.
Yeah, like, girl, you don't want this.
Gary, did you see Barbie?
No, that's what I'm saying. They said, really said that in real life, that she wanted to have a period?
Well,
she wanted to be a woman. She wanted to have a woman.
Did she say uterus?
She wanted to have a real, what you call it?
A
she
uterus?
Said, I'm here for my, wait, what was it that she said? I'm here for my pap smear.
A real vagina.
Oh, really?
You know,
because Barbie got that big plastic.
Can too.
That big wide plastic.
I guess that sets up the sequel when she has the baby.
Right, there you go. Just like Gary, just a plastic.
Well, y'all, Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Scott Disick, wants her to tone down the public displays of affection in front of their children they share together. According to a source, Scott takes being a dad seriously and wants what's best for his kids. He puts his foot down on more and more issues lately, including asking Kourtney to tone down the PDA with Travis in front of their children. What y'all think
this
about
this? This dude was having PDA with children. Like, everybody he was dating was dumb young.
That's a typical damn man.
Yeah, upset and jealous.
Yes, exactly.
And
you don't want to be
with him and wish she wasn't happy.
Right, so you go to
the other thing, too, though, is, like, that's the thing. Is like, what kids see when they're young, it gets normalized to them. And so if they see mom and her new husband having PDA, now, granted, these photos are a little
whatever.
But if, like, if there's some PDA at the house, that's what the kid's going to think a normal relationship is, and that's what they'll have when
if
they're
old. If daddy would have did that with mama, he wouldn't have no problem.
Hello.
Well, that's daddy issue, and that is.
Too busy doing it with other underage
younger people.
Kissing booze.
Exactly.
Don't be mad at Kourtney because she's happy.
Yeah, Kourtney living her life. She happy. She looked like she's getting that strong along.
Did you all of y'all? Did all of y'all have that moment at one point in time when you were a kid and you saw your parents kiss and you're like, ugh.
No, I never saw my parents.
I would be happy when I saw my parents looking like they loved each other.
My mom and dad kissed every day when he left for work.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
No.
And when he got back.
All right.
So.
Do y'all kiss anybody before y'all leave for work? I do.
Well, yeah, you see, you got a lot
to
kiss.
Who have I can catch?
You know damn well.
Whoever's around on my route to the door, that's getting a love. Yeah. Sometimes it's the dog. All right. Well, Christian King Combs wasn't going to let a few raids dim his birthday shine. Okay. Take that, okay? He took the IG and shared a few snaps of his lavish birthday bash, partying up alongside family and friends while rocking a sparkling silver shirt and a diamond chain. Now, he definitely looked like he was in good spirits. Unbothered.
Okay. I'm happy for him.
He was in a Rolls Royce.
The girl in the car was trying to get some camera time. You saw she was like,
I think that's his girlfriend.
It probably is.
Yeah. Acting like his daddy.
I mean, yeah, no Diddy.
He partying like he thinks like Rico is a trip to Puerto Rico.
Oh,
and
no.
Not like actual case.
Not racketeering.
Like, yeah.
I mean, if Diddy was your daddy, I mean, would y'all let that stop your birthday festivities?
No.
Yeah.
I think he should still celebrate. Yeah. I mean, they didn't do anything. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah, but that money that bought that birthday cake came from them people.
No, actually, he makes his own money. He's a rapper himself.
Yeah. He rap?
Yeah. He's got hit records out.
Yeah, he rap. Yeah.
He does.
We don't play it.
Yeah, he bought. Yes, they do. They play it on the radio a lot.
Yeah.
We play it.
Yeah. He got a song with Kodak right now.
Yeah, he has a lot
also,
of songs.
Also, we can back it up a step, too. Diddy's not been convicted of anything. Everything is all alleged, and if you were really, really worried about a member of your family, then you might not party. So when I see this, I'm like, oh, well, if he's in a good mood about things,
That means that things must
maybe
not
things
be,
aren't so bad.
But on the flip side of that, if people are like, you know, saying that certain things are happening at your parties, the best way to refute that is to show you partying with none of those things going on.
Facts.
Like it's a good wholesome party.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
No, he should have been quiet. If there's something like that happening in my family, you'd be quiet and just let that
and just space. Be miserable and crawl off in a hole.
Well, you don't be miserable. Nobody bringing nothing. A camera to the party and we ain't going to, even though the birthday happened.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that because then that makes you look like
you have you ever been to a Diddy party?
Something.
No, I know you have, but no, I haven't.
I actually have.
I know. I mean, you told us. Would you like
I
to talk?
Okay, up next, moving on. Valerie Bertinelli has found a new man, and Gary and Jesse, wait until you see where she found him. That and much more after the break.
Would you like to talk?
Will you be subpoenaed?
You got something to say?
Just gag me.
You want to tell us what happened?
Yes, we listening.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Yay. Hey.
All right, y'all. Valerie Bertinelli is in love, y'all.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, you won't believe where she met her new boyfriend. Gary, listen up.
Oh, Lord.
She met this man on Instagram.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Now, Valerie divorced her now ex-husband, Tom Fatale, in 2022, but now she's in love again. She met this mystery man on IG a few years back. They remained friends and communicated online, and just earlier this year, started talking on the phone. Valerie said she wasn't looking for love and wasn't expecting to fall so fast, but she's happy now.
That's what's up.
Looky there. She's 63.
That's young.
Still finding love on the gram.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't expect her to be the one checking her actual, DMs. I would think she would have, an assistant or something to do that, you know?
I think we worry about a lot that's too much. My thing is, if we meet today and we like each other and you want to have sex tomorrow, do it.
No, no, Gary. You need to find out who the person is first. You can't just be laying up like that.
You ain't gonna never learn who he is. Look how people that have been married for 50 years divorced.
That's true.
They don't know who they are.
But that's
so different. Damn it, if I meet you today and you want to do it, let's do it. And if we settle tomorrow, girl, we good.
I don't think that that's her story, Gary.
That's her story.
I don't think that's how Bertinelli moving, Gary.
All right, moving on. Rapper G Herbo surprised his on and off again girlfriend and baby mama Tyna with not one but two cars for her birthday. Check it out. I don't like how her friend's shaking her fronts like
that. Oh, that's the friend?
Yeah, that's the friend shaking her fronts. That ain't cute, like honey.
She's trying to win that other car.
Right, yeah.
What exactly. You gonna do with the other one?
Can I drive this one?
It's already here.
I don't like the idea that they copping off of Brad and Judy.
I'll never forget how Judy had Brad crying in that Rolls Royce.
Crying like a bitch.
Just crying. Just a crying.
Yeah, honey. So,
was he?
And now everybody want to do what they see y'all doing.
Please move on.
All right, it's time for our new segment where you can find the best deals with our friends at Shop West Grove.
All right, y'all, today we've got two great deals. First up, we've got these Bits and Bytes wireless earbuds.
Oh, they look real cool, and they are designed to work with a wide range of devices, so compatibility is never an issue.
Ooh, honey, they come in all these colors. Black, white, gray, orange, fuchsia, cream, lime, purple, and aqua. Oh, my God, just like the rainbow.
Tell us how much, HK.
Now, these bad boys go for as high as $45, but today we got you for a price of
$19.95. Ooh, $19.95.
Nice. All right, next up, we've got the Light Power Sleep wireless charger, which is the ultimate accessory for your bedside table.
Oh.
They are compatible with all wireless chargeable devices, including smartphones and earbuds.
This charger makes it really easy to power up your devices while you rest.
With its night light feature, you can enjoy gentle illumination in your room, providing a soothing ambiance for a restful sleep.
Oh, and it's available in sleek black and pristine white. Now, this charger will blend into any decor, adding a touch of elegance to your space. So, Tanner, tell us how much.
Well, all right, this charger goes as high as $99.95, but today we got you for a whopping $21.95.
What?
So what product are we going with?
These.
To both.
Yeah. I don't want to choose.
I'm with sis.
Yeah, these are both good.
So to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out. And yeah, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Well, Tori Spelling is using her new podcast to give fans a very up-close and personal glimpse of what divorce sounds like. Tori let fans hear her tell soon-to-be ex-husband Dean McDermott that their divorce papers have been filed and they're public.
Ooh.
Now, we can't hear him on the other end of the line, but her responses kind of tell us all we need to know. Listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I hate to do this to you while you're in the middle of you're going to work and everything. It's just the formality. It's like a one sheet you check off, and next you'll have to sign it. You have a lawyer? Wait, it's going to be spun what way? That I had enough of you? I feel like I deserve to file first then. Okay, I love you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Hold on. So that was Tori Spelling in that picture? That's Tori Spelling? That looked like Tori Spelling Kardashian Zoziac.
Yeah.
There's
a whole lot of people in that.
Spears.
Yeah.
But my thing is this, honey. I kind of followed it, and I know that family a little bit. Dean could care less.
Really?
Yes, because after Candy didn't get her no money, he like, hell, I might as well go. He thought he was going to get some money with Aaron Spelling.
Right.
But he didn't get nothing.
He didn't leave nothing for Tori, right?
He didn't leave her nothing.
He didn't put
the
nothing in
the
will.
The mama took all the money.
Oh, she ain't got nothing.
She ain't got nothing.
And
girl,
on this call, she had the emotional range of Stephen Hawking.
Bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was very...
Like, no emotion. At least sell it to us. You recording it. Tell the people.
I feel
sell it to the people.
But you know what? I think more black women should listen to that.
What do you mean?
Because she sounds so white. Y'all would have been cursing and carrying on.
What do you mean?
No, but it's okay. You should curse somebody out.
Yeah, we don't curse.
Yeah, and this is not how you tell somebody.
Okay, yeah, no.
Especially while they get ready for work.
Right. Yeah, like, I think this is fake.
Yeah, it's got to be.
She's trying to sell her show. Whatever right. She's yeah. doing. This
Sunset.
Is, yeah.
Launch a new podcast.
She's doing something.
How are you going to hit somebody with I love you after telling him you filed divorce papers? Yeah.
She said he sold everything to the Daily Mail.
She
the Daily Mail
never
messy.
Said that stuff. Yeah.
Well, he need the money. He didn't get none from her, so sell the story.
Okay, y'all, moving on. Everyone, including me, is over season 8 of The Real Housewives of Potomac, y'all. Yeah. But to spice things up for season 9, the fans are nominating that OG reality TV villain, Omarosa, to join the cast. But there's just one problem, y'all. Omarosa said she ain't got the time to be dressing up and fighting the ladies right now because she is wrapping up lawyer school, okay? Yes. She's in law school. She's preparing to take the bar, okay? However, she did say she's not opposed to joining Housewives in the future, but Bravo hasn't reached out to her about the possibility. Okay. What y'all think about Omarosa becoming a housewife? Like, do you think she'll shake it up there?
It would be difficult kind of for her because her husband is a pastor.
So oh, she got can't married again?
Yeah, she married to a pastor.
Oh,
she
I didn't
can't
know that.
Curse those girls out on a regular, honey. Her husband's a pastor.
She can read them for filth without even a cuss word, honey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly.
Omarosa can do
yes,
that.
Yes, Ms. Rosa could look at you, honey.
Okay. I mean, they need church or somebody in that Potomac.
Jesse, y'all, we forgot.
What?
Giselle's husband is, ex-husband is Pastor
Jamal,
Bryant.
Yeah, Jamal Bryant.
He's a pastor, too. Mm-hmm.
They
so why don't the preacher wives and husbands get together and do the First Ladies of Philippians or something like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do like a church.
Right.
We got to tell Carlos reality. When he come back.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Cut. First Ladies of Philippians.
The dudes of Deuteronomy. Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back!
Hey.
Okay, honey, Beehive, listen up, baby. Your queen is scamming you.
What?
Now, fans are realizing, baby, that Beyonce's Cowboy Carter vinyl album has less songs than the CD.
B ain't scamming nobody, Gary, okay? Mm. But if you buy the vinyl, expect 5 less songs than the CD and streaming version. So it's leaving fans a little bit confused. What y'all think?
Well, it takes way longer for vinyl to get pressed than it does a CD or upload an MP3. So maybe she, like, you know, sent that version of the album in a long time ago to get the vinyl pressed, and here we are.
I think it's brilliant. It's brilliant because you got to buy both.
She should have ordered vinyl first, then the CDs, damn it. So you know how they could be equal. That's
but
not
also,
right.
Like CDs, some CDs can hold 30 songs. How many songs can a vinyl record hold?
Y'all got CDs? Wait, what are we talking about?
Because there's some people buying physical copies of CDs, like hardcore. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you don't want to have something tangible to hold, to hang up, to to look at.
Garrett's looking for it on 8-track, but they didn't have those dice.
Nah, why you clowning, honey, baby? To give me a cassette too, dude.
Cassette too.
Yeah. Well, she should tell people, listen, y'all, I'm doing this CD, but if you buy vinyl, you're getting 5-7 copies, and if you do CD, you're getting 5.
They know now. We're telling them.
After I done bought it.
Well, that's okay. You go buy the other one now.
In this economy, Brett.
Thank you,
Jesse. In this economy.
Girl, you know how many people found silver and wore foil and made it work no matter what to go to Renaissance? They going to get that CD, whether they got to stream it, buy it, steal it, whatever.
How many silver cowboy hats did we see last year?
And some of them definitely were Nestle Crunch foil wrappers. I saw them being creative.
Yes.
And MacGyver-like with
it. Yes, they going to make it happen for Beyonce.
Child, please.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.